There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Listen. We are going to pray this night, oh, some chains must fall off your head. No, if I was not part of the programming, I will not be a victim of the manifestation. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Someone cannot sit down somewhere with wickedness and program something and my life becomes a victim of it. And in case someone has programmed something, some people are about to pay this night. Let me tell you. I believe in vengeance, oh. Let me tell you, if you don't like it, just leave that one to me. Receive the one that is for you. But I'm telling you, the Bible says to declare the day of vengeance. Vengeance of our God. Many of us are too casual with our lives. That's why nothing opens. These spirits hate you. They will cheat you if they have room to. So make no mistake and think we are just in a nice, very social Western world. No. There is a warfare going on in this world. You must sustain intelligence. Are we together? Failure. I don't think people are so unserious. It's just that this programming destroys people. Look how long it takes for an average man to be established. An average godly man. Some brothers right now, as you are seated looking at me, you are almost hopeless about your life. You don't even know, where do I start from? Will I ever be able to rent a house? Because every door is closed. And the devil is deceiving you to say it does not matter. It does. There are families who have patterns where children are the ones who feed the parents forever. Have you seen that? Some of you come from that family. You too, you know there's no inheritance for you. Dead or alive, it doesn't make any difference as far as your breakthrough is concerned. Because there is absolutely nothing left for you. As you are 100 level, you are fending for yourself. You even have to look for something and send back home. And they will tell you that's how it happened to us too. Some of you cannot sleep in the night because of all kinds of terror of darkness. But I'm particular tonight about this yoke that brings bad luck. You know this thing they call bad luck. Thank you. Thank you so much. Bad luck is real. Look at me. Look at me. If you dare laugh at what I'm telling you, you will pay for it, I tell you. Bad luck is very real. Bad luck. A negative atmosphere. Driving away every potential for your lifting. You never rise. I have walked in it, so I know it exists. And I've walked in favor too. Some of you have never seen favor in your life. I know you say I'm favored, but you have not seen it. It's a lie. Because there was no programming that is responsible for it. Have you seen people who have been in this area? Their trouble started maybe from 1996 till now. Their whole life has not changed. They will tell you it's because A and B happened. Excuse me, please. Some of our parents, when they didn't get certain jobs, they remained like that till today, till tomorrow. No open job. I prayed for a couple, was it last week? They started building a house, and all of a sudden, they had a dream. The same dream, two of them, and somebody spoke to them and said, that money, they are going to divert it to treat their body.
from that day they could not continue that house again. Either the leg refuses to rise, or the eye is swollen, or the head has a problem, or there's a surgery they have to find out. They will operate the person and forget something in his stomach. Abba! Operate and forget scissors. Forget knife. Is the doctor so tall? It's not only two people that were operating you. While they were operating, a programming was there, pushing scissors to your stomach. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Nothing happens by itself. Everything is provoked. You do nothing, you get nothing. Hear me? Help that guy. You do nothing, you get nothing. Period. It's as simple as that. You do nothing, you get nothing. You sit down and watch life, you don't get anything from it. Anointing will not just come to your life just because you think you are around Koinonia. Breakthrough will not just come. It is provoked. We are going to do these three things this night. I want you in the next 5 to 10 minutes, you are going to blast in tongues until every spiritual roof over your life. This will lift your voice and pray.
I pray to the Father.
Father of spirits. The Father of spirits. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. Say it again, in the name of Jesus. Every door and every gate in the realm of the spirit assigned to open up and has been closed, I prophesy upon you, be open now. My door of the next level, my door of the next chapter of breakthrough, I reassign you. I reassign you. Be open. Oh, door of favor. Be open. Gates of breakthrough. Be open. Hallelujah. 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 He said, he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Listen, tell them in the name of Jesus, I speak to spirit. I speak to covenant. I speak to altars. Holding my life, holding my destiny. By the covenant of the blood, release my destiny now. Lift your voice and pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say in the name of Jesus, every physical reality reoccurring in my life that I do not like, whatever programmed you in the realm of the spirit, I cancel that programming now. Lift your voice and pray. Burning in this place. Say in the name of Jesus, I declare that any element of the supernatural that has been hijacked by darkness and is being manipulated against my destiny, I come with the rod of the higher priesthood and I destroy you now. Lift your voice and pray. That has been used to manipulate my destiny. I break your power. I stop your operation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm about to minister to you. I tell you, if God shows you what I'm seeing in the realm of the spirit, and the way doors are opening up, when you force it, it will open. Help those under the anointing. You see people getting their deliverance. Strange miracles being released. Hallelujah. Say in the name of Jesus. Any spiritual and human agent who is in partnership with any spiritual law to fight me this night, I release judgment on you. Lift your voice and pray. I command judgment. I command judgment. I command judgment. I propose judgment. I command judgment. I impose judgment upon anyone in partnership, in partnership with the powers of the heavens to walk against my life. I propose judgment. May the God of vengeance arise tonight. Tell me in the name of Jesus. Say it again in the name of Jesus. Oh, earth, hear the word of the Lord. Oh, wind, hear the word of the Lord. I decree, I declare to every element of the supernatural, bring my breakthrough, bring my blessing. Bring my favor. Lift your voice and begin to pray. I speak to the earth. The prophet said, for out of it comes bread. I provoke my portion. I provoke my portion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I speak to my helpers. Hear what I'm saying and pray it with all your heart. Say in the name of Jesus, I speak to my helpers. Every law stopping you from coming to my help, I release you now, manifesting my destiny. Lift your voice and pray. I release you. Every helper over Koinonia, every helper over my destiny, every helper over your destiny.
Let's pray one last prayer point, and then I'll begin to prophesy over your life. Say, in the name of Jesus, covenant associated with my family, every altar associated with the pain of my family, tonight, as an ambassador, I stand on behalf of my loved ones and I cancel those ordinances. Lift your voice. Cancel it. Ordinances of death. Ordinances of bad luck. Against my loved ones, stopping their rising, stopping their triumph, stopping their shining. Hallelujah. Please, everyone, raise your hand. Just raise your hand up there and be silent. Drop the keyboard. Please raise your hand if you can. Just be silent. Today, the moment you are 50 years arthritis, you get up one morning, father cannot walk, mother cannot walk, their entire pension is spent on it. It's not sickness, it's a programming. An altar is accurate with digital precision, regardless of your foreknowledge, it will work. It will work. I have seen it destroy families. I have seen it destroy ministries. That's why certain ministries remain small. No matter how anointed they are, an anointed man with fire on his head, but he will not cross certain boundaries. Once they reach 200, something must happen. A wrong news will spread around. A scandal must come. Whether it's true or not. Have you not seen students? Their last and final exams, they will go and the spirit will start moving them, carry something to the exam hall. They don't want to, but it's an altar. You are too weak to fight it. You will promise that you will not take it, and you take it. As soon as you are sitting, they just catch you, and they said your entire 6-7 years cancelled. Brothers and sisters, it's an altar. There are families that as a family, they are victims of abuse. Everybody. Mother, father, brothers. All the daughters will eventually meet a man of God somewhere. And all the man of God will do is to destroy them. It will happen. They are scattered in every place, but their experiences are the same. You will see them and like them, but at the end of it, you must leave them with pain. They think is that the ministry is bad, but the issue is the altar. There are altars. You give birth to men, they must die. They must die. Something must kill them. No matter how healthy they are, they must die. Brothers and sisters, I have seen this evil. It exists. I want us to lift up a fire in this place tonight. And say, Lord, this demon that molests me in my sleep, I can't be pretending that it's not there again. This animal that comes to me in my sleep, no. I started a business well. Why is it that I start good things? Something evil must come. Lift your voice and pray. Hallelujah. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Shout it, say in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I stand on behalf of myself and my family, and I declare that every altar that is speaking against my destiny, I tear it down tonight. Lift your voice and pray. I tear it down. All that of delay, all that of barrenness, all that of failure. Hallelujah. Please pair yourselves two. Find a partner and hold a hand. Be serious, please. If the person by your side is not serious, leave him alone. We're doing serious business tonight. Find a partner and hold a hand. Sabakato labakaya. Embretekas katabraska labakuria dabashe. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Say it again, in the name of Jesus. Every legal access I have given for these altars to speak against me, knowingly and unknowingly, tonight I invoke the blood. Let the blood speak. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Every legal access. Every legal access. Every legal access. I have given any altar of darkness. The Brahma. Mate Lekotosia. Even the lawful house. I'll be delivered. Even the lawful. Hallelujah. Hold the hands of someone else. Look for another partner. Hold the hands of someone else. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Say it again, in the name of Jesus. Altars of poverty. Altars of delay. Altars of failure. I speak to you. In the name of Jesus, I tear you down. Release my destiny. Release my destiny. Altars of poverty. Altars of delay. Altars of stagnation. I speak against you. I speak against you. I curse you by the God of heaven. By the God of heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are really praying tonight. I'm seeing blood dripping on people. God is bringing so many miracles in people. We are still praying, please. We are still praying. Shalapakaya. We are still praying. Katabariata. I see altars on fire. We are still praying. We are making real contact with the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Say in the name of Jesus. Altars that are territorial in nature, fighting my destiny because of where I'm coming from. I prophesy tonight, your hold is broken over my life. Lift your voice and pray. Altars associated with territory. Associated with territory. I come against you by the God of heaven. I come against you. Pray, pray. I come against you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please help those under the anointing. Hallelujah. Listen, there are some of you, your prayers were answered since many years, but it looks like it has not manifested because every time it's reaching you an altar, lift up. We are going to call it back. Are you ready to pray? Say after me in the name of Jesus. Every delayed blessing that should have happened in my life and was delayed because of this altar, tonight by prophecy I call you back to my life. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. And watch the God of wonder. Authorize the God of heaven. And watch restoration happen in your destiny. Restore the relationship. Restore finances. Restore mansion. Restore ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are going to call the name of your family members. Listen, I don't care how many, call it. Listen, you are going to call them one by one and say, I stand at an altar and I bring you out of this dungeon. Lift your voice and pray. Call them. Call them. Call them. Mention them by name. Call them. I bring you out of this west wood. Call them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say in the name of Jesus. Be serious. Say it again in the name of Jesus. I speak to the east. I speak to the west. I speak to the north. I speak to the south. Everywhere my favor is. In the name of Jesus, I command it to my life now. Lift your voice and pray. You don't have to travel. Call it everywhere it is. Hallelujah. I want you to pray. Listen. I want you to pray and talk to God. Tell him, Lord, I'm part of this apostolic family. The altar you have erected here must speak for me. I want my life to show it from today. Lift your voice and pray. Pray with understanding and watch what happens to you. Pray with understanding. Pray with understanding. Lord, I invoke the altar that you have with your servant. Pray with understanding. Hallelujah. Many of you may not realize what is happening to you. Please, I don't want you to idolize this teaching. No. It's not about religiosity. It's about proper understanding and application. So it's not just coming to lie down here. No. The altar is a revelation. We are going to pray right now and activate back our prayer life. Listen, because many of us said the only time you pray is when you are together with people. Satan started attacking you. He gave himself a 5-year plan to attack your prayer life. He will never attack it at once. He can give himself a 5-year plan and be destroying you. Say in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the spirit of prayer and supplication, the grace to pray, I receive it right now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Fire, fresh fire on my altar. Fresh grace to pray, fresh grace to fast, fresh grace to intercede, fresh grace for warfare. I command every dead prayer life around my life, come back to life, come back to life. Hallelujah. Please lift your hands. Shalakosia kata. I tell you, there will be testimony upon testimony. In the realm of the spirit, all padlocks, and I'm about to speak to them now. That somebody's destiny be open now in the name of Jesus. Everyone here who is represented in the vision that I've seen, let your destiny open now. I command deliverance to your destiny. I open it. I open it now. I open it now. Inside, outside, online, I open it now. The yoke of bad luck, repeated cycles of misfortune over anyone here. You may not know it, hear me, but if there is anyone carrying a negative yoke that is commanding everything around you to be negative, I see fire coming on a few people. It's a massive deliverance that will happen now. At the count of three, may the fire from the throne room locate such a one and burn off those chaff right now. 1, 2, 3, right now. Sokoto Sabada. Inside, outside, the fire from the throne is falling on destiny. Bad luck, misfortune, bad luck, misfortune, it must come to an end. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat this after me. and then just be silent. Self time in the name of Jesus. Lord, visit negative patterns, repeated patterns in my life now. Just keep quiet. Just keep quiet. That's the instruction. Just keep quiet and watch what happens now. Thank you, Jesus. Everywhere, Lord, inside and outside, break patterns, break patterns, break patterns, break patterns, repeated patterns, repeated patterns. My God, I see, I know this is a vengeance of God. Patterns. You may not know, but you are under an atmosphere and an unction that is about to change your life. Break patterns. Break patterns, oh God. Hallelujah. God wants to use you. The Lord wants to deliver fathers, not mothers, fathers, but He wants to use you here. The Lord is showing me there are at least between 31 to 41 people, fathers right now, with negative things on their head. God is going to use you as a point of contact. Lord, let your power move to those ones. 41. I place that word in the realm of the spirit now. In the name of Jesus, I place that word. In the name of Jesus, if it comes upon you, there's something in your family. If it, once it comes on you, just know there's something in your family. If you have never known it, know it now. If that fire lands on your head, there is something in your family that is giving way. So you can't escape it, except it's not on your parents. If it is on them, it must be visited now. The vengeance of the God of Israel. Inside, outside. Inside, outside. That God of vengeance. Hallelujah. There is a sister here. The fire of restoration is landing on you now. There is a sister is coming from heaven. Strong restoration of your spiritual life. Strong restoration of the operation of favor in your life. Whatever happened to it is over. It's coming afresh now. Coming afresh now. Coming afresh now. Every negative voice that speaks to your spirit and misleads you, making you believe it is the spirit of God, I challenge right now every antichrist voice masquerading as the voice of the spirit, giving you instructions, koparatai, every negative voice masquerading as the Holy Ghost speaking to you, giving you instructions that are activating wrong laws in your life. I command judgment on those spirits now. Hallelujah. Just be patient with me. We are rounding up. I tell you, the liberty that I feel in the realm of the spirit, even me, I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied with what I'm seeing. Satisfied with what I'm seeing. Very, very strange breakthroughs. What is left for you now is to await the physical manifestation. Remember, I told you, it's always in the realm of the spirit. You just thought you fell. No, keep watching. You will soon see dimensions of breakthrough that even you will not be able to account for. Some of you will start, make sure you testify. Many of you, from tomorrow, you will hear your loved ones, even things they didn't discuss with you,
They don't know what happened, but you know what happened to them. I prophesy over your life. Carry favor. Carry favor from the realm of the spirit. Let there be a release of favor passing through the hands of men into your life in the name of Jesus. Hear me. I've not prayed for students writing exams. People have been sending me text messages I'm not happy with. Let's change some things now. Every mistake you have made in your exam that is reflective of your humanity, that is reflective of your carelessness, from the realm of the spirit, we correct it now. From the realm of the spirit, we correct it now. Anyone here who has been going blank in the exam hall, Shabbata katotoba, sile ketebaria, ratataska labrahesegedebalalavakashibradia. I command that blinding spirit. I command you to leave your mind now. Hear me. From tonight, may you have dreams and see your questions. I release it to you. In the name of Jesus, advance revelations by the Spirit over your most difficult exams. You will see them before you write them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone here who has not testified and has clapped for others while they testify, I give you now to a miracle service. As surely as the God of heaven lives, by Friday, as surely as God lives, return with a strange testimony. Believe me, return with a strange testimony. Whatever has refused to work in your life, I force it now to start working. Hear me. Whoever has despised you because of something on you that kept making people despise you, I place something else on you. And I command that shame and reproach be rolled away from your life. One more time, I place something on you. It's an unction, it's a grace. And with it, I roll away shame and reproach. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Here's a little instruction for us. Don't miss miracle service. From now till Friday, please make sure you take at least, even if it is 10 to 15 minutes every day, pray and rejoice and dance before God. Do this thing I'm telling you, just do it. Be obedient people, don't be foolish. You don't have to be the one to sing. Go and get whatever it is, and you don't have to dance in the presence of people around. If your room is not convenient, find one bush somewhere. Stroll around. Prayer department on Tuesday. Take out some time. Even if it's 30 minutes, you people should dance before God. Huh? Dance on behalf of the house for miracle service before God. Rejoice as if you are out of your mind before God. This is what I want you to do. Please. Listen, I want you, if you can, to write your prayer request. All I want you to do every day is place it on the ground and dance your life before it. Please, Koinonia, I can kneel down and beg you. I love you and I want you to experience results. I will not tell you what I'm not doing. Write it down. You can write it this night. No job, no marriage, bad luck, no breakthrough. For your loved ones who are spiritually sensitive and they will not laugh at you, tell them this is an instruction. They should do it. If both of you, if two or three of you are believers and you love God and you believe in yourselves, you can do it together. Anyone that is doing big management here, I tell you, that's the person who will never see any results. All this big management is why people don't get results. Are we together? Dance before Him. If you can do it in the night, that's the best time for you. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or as the Holy Ghost instructs you. Dance before Him. Do you know what you are doing? You are mocking Satan. You are literally mocking the devil. The Bible says in Psalm 2 that the Almighty will sit on His throne and laugh first. After that, He will now execute vengeance. You are dancing. Forget about the problem. Remember, we just read that whatever we see can change. So write it down. SS, write it down. Let your aunties participate. No pregnancy, write it down. I finished school 10 years ago, no job. Don't start saying, Lord, see my genius, have job. That is stupid thinking. Don't let that spirit of bitterness come. Let me give you a little precaution. This prophecy has been declared in the open now. Satan will orchestrate people to annoy you. Hear me. Hear what I'm telling you. The devil will orchestrate people to annoy you. Some of you, as you are going back now, you will see things that will kill your joy. Some of you is in your home, right in your home, your husband, your wife, your children, even yourself. Some of you will hear a foolish report. Just know that's the devil trying to rob you of what must manifest this week. We are agreeing with God. The moment a thing provokes your spirit, just laugh it away. Laugh it away. I know it's painful, but laugh it away. You can be crying in your spirit, but don't let the devil see your tears this week. This week is a week of joy. Provoke yourself. Somebody calls you and says, it will not work. Just like you said, that rent, I thought you prophesied that it will happen this week. The rent is no longer coming. Don't worry. Laugh. They call you at your job place and somebody wants to come and harass you and make nonsense and rubbish. Don't worry. Laugh. Enter your room. Lock your door. And laugh at the devil like a fool. I mean, laugh literally. And dance before God. Dance before God. Celebrate Him and dance before God. You may be sweating, I know there is heat, but dance before God. Let the sweat keep coming. After, don't prophesy, don't do anything. Just dance before God. Next day, carry your request again. Dance before God. On Tuesday, prayer department, after you pray, take out time. Dance on behalf of the house. Let's see the power that will stop you from triumphing this week. This third month, it will not finish so before you have your testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift your hands, everyone. Thank you, Jesus. We wave it to you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are the one who has given us access to life. You said the kingdom is for little children. We are doing things that look very childish. We are doing things that look very stupid, very immature. But Lord, in this foolishness, you have hidden the wisdom of God. In this supposed ego-thinking activities, you are producing dimensions of glory that will cause the ears of men to tingle. Please put your hands down. Now you are here at